Welcome to Local Focus, a public service of WTZQ. Local Focus brings community partners together to provide news and information on services, charitable organizations, and businesses that are active in the community.
Did you know that January is Rotary Awareness Month? Well, guess what? I've got a couple of Rotarians here with us. Milton Butterworth, president of our Hendersonville Rotary Club. Good morning, Milton.
Hey, Mark. How are you?
Fantastic. And, of course, Brian B2 Bird here with the Q and a Rotarian himself. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mark.
So it's Rotary Awareness Month. So let's make folks aware of what our Hendersonville Rotary Club does. What do you say, Milton?
Great idea.
Are you good for that?
I'm good.
If I were to just see you on the streets and say, hey, Milton, I understand you're part of Rotary Club. What is the Rotary Club? What do you guys do?
Great question. Yeah, and hey, you know, Rotary Club is a civic organization.
Right.
And so it was founded a long time ago, February 23rd, 1905, by a guy named Paul Harris. He was a businessman in Chicago. And he and his buddies, they wanted to get together, and they thought, what a great idea. Let's start something where people from diverse professional backgrounds exchange ideas and then figure out good ways to give back to the community. And really, in many ways, Rotary today is all about that. It has grown enormously. There are almost 2 million members worldwide, and they've got a set, you know, 6 key focus areas that they work on.
So, again, you said it's one of our civic organizations. We have a number of civic organizations in our community that meet at the Chariot and do whatever. So certainly all of these civic organizations do great work, and
sure,
we appreciate the work that they all do. But what are some key differences from Rotary to the other civic organizations?
Well, I'm not an expert on the other civic organization, but you're right. They are similar, and they all, you know, hope to do something to make a difference in their communities,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
In Rotary, there is definitely a very solid international focus as well. While our club really focuses on local things here, the Big Six focus areas are nice. They're promoting peace, fighting disease. They're providing clean water, sanitation, and hygiene. Saving mothers and children, who could be against that? Supporting education, growing local economies, and then they've adopted the eradication of polio. And so we're very proud to be, you know, millimeters away from ending polio on our planet.
That's something I understand. I understand that we truly, through the work of the Rotary and some other, but really that we're so close,
yes,
to not ever having to see polio again.
That's exactly right.
So what are some examples, either of you here, what are some examples of how your Rotary Club supports all this and does these types of things?
So as Milton alluded to, that there's these large, you know, international concerns that we play a part in, but it's really neat when we're able to bring it home and make a difference right here in Henderson County.
Yeah.
So one of the education focuses that I like to use as an example is our annual dictionary project. And it's a really neat program to where every third grader in Henderson County, regardless if they're in the public schools, a private school, or homeschool, receives their very own dictionary. And it's just such a simple program, but so key to see this tool put in the hands of every third grade child.
Yeah. Wow. So Milton, let's talk a little bit about your personal history and your personal history with Rotary. When did you choose Rotary? Why did you choose Rotary? And what type of difference has it made for you?
Well, I confess I have Rotary influence in my family years ago, but it's distant enough that I don't even remember which relatives it is.
Uh-huh.
But that was there, you know.
Yeah.
And certainly when I was a young person in middle school, I really remember participating in a school project called History Day. And in that project, I chose to deliver FDR's speech that he gave after the attack on Pearl Harbor.
Oh, wow.
So I dressed up as FDR and the whole shebang.
Do you still have it memorized? Can you give us a piece of it?
I can do like the first line. I can do like
we
the first line.
We may have to recreate this for a Rotary meeting.
Yeah.
I'm glad this came out.
But the interesting thing is, as part of a component of that project, you had to present that somewhere.
Yeah.
And I presented it to a Rotary Club in Columbia, South Carolina, where I lived at the time. And that has, you know, kind of stuck in my mind.
Yep.
In high school, you're supposed to join clubs,
yep,
to make yourself attractive to colleges. And I chose the Interact Club. Now, we have a couple of Interact clubs right here in Henderson County that our club supports, the Hendersonville High School Interact Club. But I was an Interact member years ago in high school. And so I think that those experiences really planted the seed for me. And then fast forward to my life here in Hendersonville years ago. Number one, it was communicated to me that the Rotary Club of Hendersonville is the place to be in terms of networking, meeting new people in the community, and understanding what's going on. So I confess that was a big part of it. But
sure,
hey, you know what?
Sure.
That gets back to that professional diversity piece.
Right.
And so anyway, once I got in the club and realized what a great group of people it is and what the potential for the club is, I was sold. And so I've been there now 10 years about.
Wow. So the Rotary is certainly made up of a number of business folks here who support what the Rotary does. But there are businesses and some sponsors and folks who step up and help the Rotary Club. Do you want to mention some of those while
yeah.
you got the microphone?
Yeah, that's a great point, Mark. I mean, we couldn't do what we do in the community without doing some pretty significant fundraising. Every year we give out about $50,000 into the community, and we can talk about that in a little bit. But we have a number of not only generous members, but generous businesses in the community. And I'll just rattle off a few. Both hospitals, Pardee and Park Ridge Health, First Citizens, the Q itself, WTZQ, McDonald's, Summit Marketing Group, Fazio Design, Whitley Drugs, the list goes on and on. And we're very proud to have that connection with the business community such that, you know, they're interested in partnering with Rotary to do good things in the community.
Well, a very good thing to do in the community is something you mentioned just a moment ago, and you said you give out annually around $50,000.
That's right.
So where does that $50,000 go in our community?
Well, so Brian mentioned that in our club, we're really focused on the education piece of those six focus areas. We try to dabble in all of them, and we do, but our real focus is on education, and we really want to give back locally. So that $50,000 almost entirely goes towards education, and I'll explain. We give out about 50 mini grants to classroom teachers to do projects and things that are outside of the scope of their normal funding stream.
Because often that's coming from their own purse strings.
Correct.
Yeah.
And furthermore, oftentimes their purse strings aren't enough to try a new activity or get something really unique and creative going on. So we're proud to support that. We give out scholarships to high school students who are getting ready to go to college. We also support Rotary's Youth Leadership Assembly, and that is an opportunity to develop young people from an early age. And then one of our partners is Camplify, and they have a similar program in terms of developing leadership. Their executive director, Kristen Dunn, is a Rotarian, and so it's a good fit as well.
So I know that January is Rotary Awareness Month. We've got Milton Butterworth here, president of our Hendersonville Rotary Club, and Brian V2 Bird with us, another member of our Hendersonville Rotary Club, learning about Rotary and getting aware, if you will. So I realize we're just doing Awareness Month right now, or just awareness right now, but are there anything upcoming through Rotary Club that as part of a community we can get involved or help with?
Well, we've got a couple of things that are coming down the pike that folks can pay attention to. Number one, you're right, it's Rotary Awareness Month. Rotary International Day is on February 23rd, and that one is probably the one I can speak most specifically to. Again, because we like to focus on education, we look at all the aspects of education in our community. And another great organization that's working on early literacy is Smart Start, Partnership for Children in Henderson County.
Yep.
And they have, believe it or not, this was not planned, they have, believe it or not, a book sale on February 23rd. And for those of you who don't know about it, it's a great opportunity to get out there and support early literacy. And they have a huge collection of children's and youth books that you ought to check out. What are we doing about it? We're going to get a team of Rotarians to help break it down so that at the end of the day, they have the labor they need to be able to get those books back away from Grace Lutheran, which is where I think they're having
and the just as a though. Side note, there are opportunities to volunteer before the event, during the event.
Yeah.
We just happened to have stepped up for a slot at the end of the event.
And you can find out more information about that book sale on our website, WTZQ.com. And a reminder that the proceeds of that book sale will help them with their Dolly Parton Imagination Library.
That's correct.
Which is a really awesome thing.
It really is.
All those kids getting free books. We talked about businesses that are involved in Rotary. How can we as businesses help or get involved? Are there ways we can get involved with Rotary?
Well, I would first send folks to our website, HendersonvilleRotary.com, and encourage folks to consider how they want to serve in their community. And we're open to all kinds of folks that might be interested in doing that.
Sure.
So think about whether or not you are membership material to be in the Rotary Club. And then businesses as well can get involved through membership because oftentimes, you know, we're all busy, and it's challenging to find the time to participate in a civic club. And so we're trying to explore alternative ways for folks to get involved. And one of those is for a business to support Rotary Club through membership. And so several of their leaders in their organization will participate in Rotary Club as members. So that's one way. And then certainly a driving force behind the money we're able to give back into the community are in fact our local businesses.
Fantastic. So for folks who don't know, our Hendersonville Rotary Club meets when and where?
It meets at the Chariot on Tuesdays at lunch.
Okay. And
come visit us.
If folks who are listening and they're thinking to themselves, wow, I'm new in the community, I need to get involved, this sounds like something I'd like to get involved in, how can someone find out more, or if they don't know anyone who's a Rotarian yet, how can they feel like they can step into this to one of these positions?
Great question. Opportunity for me to repeat the website, HendersonvilleRotary.com. But we also have a Facebook page, and I'm not as skilled at repeating Facebook addresses, but it is Facebook.com, as everybody probably knows, /Rotary Hendersonville.
So if you just search
Go
Rotary
check,
Hendersonville,
yeah.
You'll find it.
And if you were ready to reach out, there's a capacity there to send a message, and we'd jump all over that. We'd love
awesome.
To hear from you.
All right, Milton, so let's say we're walking down the street, and I see you, and I say, hey, aren't you involved with the Rotary Club? And you would say,
I am. I'm a Rotary Club member. And
I would say, I'm thinking about joining a civic club. Why should I join the Rotary Club?
Well, I think it's everybody involved in thinking about giving back in their community. It deserves credit, and we don't want to be competing with other civic organizations.
Absolutely.
But in Rotary, again, the number one thing is we've got 150 of Hendersonville's finest in the room on a weekly
representatives
basis.
Of business, civic, nonprofit organizations.
Elected officials.
Government officials.
Yeah.
It's really a nice mix going back to that history of Rotary Club of representing a diverse cross-section of the community.
Yeah, and if you believe in supporting education, then there you go. That's
there you go. It's us.
Fantastic. Milton, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. Thank you for the work that you're doing with the community through Rotary Club. And thank you to all of our Rotarians. By the way, we'd be remiss on Rotary Awareness Month not to say a big shout out to Tiffany Irvin, who has now just become or is about to become like North Carolina governor for Rotary.
She's about to become district governor. District 7670. Nobody knows what that means, but that's Western North Carolina.
That's tremendous.
And there's not a better person for it. She's fantastic. And I'm glad you mentioned that. It's a great opportunity to give a shout out. There is another Hendersonville club.
Yeah.
And part of the reason for that, Tiffany is a member of that club, and part of the reason for that is, again, we want to offer different times for Rotarians to get involved.
Right.
And their Rotary Club meets in the evenings, I believe it is.
Correct.
Yeah.
And so that's a great alternative for folks who find that lunch meeting to be too tough.
Fantastic. Awesome. Milton, thank you so much. Brian, thank you so much as well. What's that website again for the Rotary Club? It is
HendersonvilleRotary.org.
Fantastic.
Was it ORG?
Or COM. either COM or
Google
ORG.
Hendersonville Rotary. Your first two hits will be the website
it.
And the Facebook page.
Again, thank you guys so much.
Thanks
and you've got a Rotary meeting today. We better let you out of here.
That's right.
And again, thanks to all of those Rotarians out there in our community who make Henderson County a better place to live with all the work that you do. Rotary Club, find out more about it and see if you can't be a part of our Hendersonville Rotary Club.